Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to this installment of Cleaning Spectacularness. Yes, I'm making up words now. Wanted to always start the show by thanking you for being so amazing, by sharing the show with friends, family, maybe even enemies. I don't know what you people do, but I really appreciate it. Obviously, if you really want to do the show a favor and let us know that you're getting value, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. If you do that, let me know. Give me a shout out in the Facebook group so I can personally thank you for your contribution to Cleaning Nation. So thank you. If you want the latest and greatest on how to get the financial freedom, the time freedom, to build a company that you can see so clearly in your mind, all the tools that you are going to need to do that are at growmycleaningcompany.com. We've been doing this for, I think, 300 and some episodes. We've got videos. We've got so many tools to help make your life better, faster, more profitable, and less banging head against the wall. So go check it out, growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting, if I can figure out how to work this mouth of mine, with Mike Brady from Brady Services. This guy has been serving the greater Chicago area with commercial cleaning for 32 years. If you want to reach out to Mike and his team, you can get a hold of them at bradyservicesinc.com. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you, man. And we were kind of talking offline. Anytime I get someone that's got more than, you know, 3 decades, I've had, I think, 46, 47 years is my most experienced person I've coached. It was one-on-one clients for a bit, I think. Okay. And I just love that this guy, you know, a lot of times you're worried, oh, he's going to be, you know, all fill up. And he said, you know what? We got good years, we got bad years, and always need coaching. And I just love that attitude of, you know, you get knuckleheads that have been in business 2 months and think they know everything. And then you've got a guy that's been doing this for 30 years that still understands, like, hey, I got to learn. I'm still growing. So I just wanted to give you a public kudos for that, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
Yeah, glad to have you. So, and I can't wait to do the lightning round because I am smart enough to know maybe I don't know everything. And I have a feeling this Mike fellow who's been doing this 37 years might know something I don't. So I'm excited to sit back and relax and kind of get some of your vibe. But before that, let me earn my keep and see if I can't bring some value to your world. What's going on with you today that hopefully I can bring some value for?
Well, looking for some marketing ideas and hopefully it's fairly inexpensive.
Okay. Anything more specific other than marketing, inexpensive marketing ideas, or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let me jump in. Okay. All right, cool. So first of all, let's set some ground rules. Expensive is such a relative term. So anytime I've ever, my least favorite question when I'm dealing with someone that's trying to sell me marketing services or I'm working with them is, what's your budget? Because my answer is, well, it depends. If it works, my budget's unlimited, right? Like if you can bring clients at a profit, then I'll spend however much you got. If it doesn't work, my budget's virtually zero. I don't have any money to give you that's not going to be effective. So let's just start with that by defining inexpensive. So to inexpensive is, well, again, are you okay if we use my definition of if it brings clients at a profit, that's inexpensive. If it doesn't bring clients at a profit or doesn't bring clients at all, it's very expensive. Is that a fair
start? That's a very fair start, yes.
Okay, because I'd rather spend $1,000 a month of your money and get you, you know, one $2,500 a month client than $300 a month of your money and get you nothing. You know, get you some good vibes.
Absolutely. Fair. And right now we're spending zero on our marketing.
God bless America. And let me tell you, I am thank you for mentioning that, because I'm looking for 5 to 10% of gross revenue to be put back into growing the business through marketing. And most of the people I start with are 0 to 2. And it's bad. And let me give you a lot of that. So, I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent, but this is so important. I don't think we've talked about it on the show before. which is funny, hundreds of episodes, and every time I'm like, oh, here's something new. The reason people generally don't spend money on marketing is not that they're dumb or they're not sophisticated, is they have spent money on marketing. They got their butt kicked. It didn't work for them, and they're not stupid. They're like, well, I gave that guy money or whatever thing money, and I got less than that back, or oftentimes nothing back, and I don't have money to waste. Therefore, my marketing budget is zero. But what they're really saying is my marketing budget is zero on crap that doesn't work. I'd love to spend $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month on marketing, but I needed to bring back customers. Am I putting words in your mouth, or has that been your experience?
That has been my exact experience. Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, the good news is I have nothing marketing wise to sell. I'm not an SEO guy. I have no direct mail. I'm not, I'm not with Google or LinkedIn or any. I have nothing to sell. So all the stuff I give you is with zero. I don't make any money whether you buy all of it or not.
I understand.
So that said, I'm going to spend your money. Let's do this. Let's find some places for you to go. And I got to tell you, good marketing should be part of your customer experience. I really do my best, and it's nice in the coaching business. I want to be totally honest. Obviously, the way we do it, my cost of goods sold is much smaller than yours, right? I don't have a physical product your cost of goods sold should be give or take half, right? So if you get $1,000 a month client, that's only $500 for profit and overhead, and marketing would be overhead. So to be fair, I have more money more margin, more profit and overhead as a percentage. But I like to put that into blowing away my customers and doing cool stuff. And the marketing should be part of the deal. Like, this podcast is not cheap to produce in either time or money. But we do it, A, to give not just experience to prospects, but to, I do all the time with my elite group or at the events or with my one-on-one customers, I'm giving them podcasts that I've done, and it brings value. So we just want to see that marketing done properly isn't just getting customers, it's educating the community around you on, or really educating them on how you can make their lives better, but enriching the marketing itself should be making their lives better. So it really has like two or threefold purpose. It's not just, here's an ad about me. I have zero ads running. Like, Mike's the best. If you want to be smart, give Mike money. Like, go now, right? That would be terrible. I have no zero ads like that. I only have, hey, would you like a free podcast? Are you interested in bidding? Do you need help with this? Go check this free stuff out. That's literally it. And I'm not saying you have to do that, but philosophically, we want to give to the community. And then I don't really struggle for customers, and neither will you. So, okay. First and foremost, it's only expensive if it doesn't work. So it sounds like we agree. You're like, Mike, I'm not willing to waste any more money on marketing or client attraction, but I'm willing to invest money that I'm confident I'll get a return. Is that, am I putting words in your mouth, or is that cool?
That's perfect. Yep.
Okay. So let's hit the next problem, which is, why didn't the other stuff work? And I'll tell you the answer, and then we can go back and you can tell me what you did if you're willing, and we'll see if it fit. For all of you old people like me out there, Johnny Carson, where he's got the envelope and he tells you what's inside, it's a whole big Google Johnny Carson opening the envelope and you'll see what I'm talking about. Go, oh, that was a clever analogy, but different day, different story. So I'll tell you the answer of what happened, and then we'll walk back and talk about the marketing. So if it didn't work, it was one of three things. One, you sent it to the wrong people. That's a deal breaker, right? If I send my advertisement for my specialized home lighting chandelier products to apartment dwellers, it doesn't, nothing else matters. It will not work, right? And say I use direct mail. It would be so ignorant of me to do that and then go, yeah, direct mail sucks, it doesn't work. Well, no. you send the wrong people. So first and foremost, you've got to get your advertising from the right people. So when people say, oh, Facebook said, you got to be on Facebook, got you, Facebook's everything. Maybe, are your target customers on Facebook? If they are, then you got to be on Facebook. And the reason people are into Facebook is there are like a billion people a day on Facebook. So there's a good chance your people are on Facebook. Even, Mike might be going back and saying, I got old crusty contractors that are on Facebook. Trust me, they are. Now, they're not looking to solve their janitorial facilities management problem. They're looking to look at pictures of their grandkids or, complain about or praise Trump, depending on, 50% of the nation you're a part of. So anyway, all that to say, first and foremost, we got to make sure that they're there. Are we cool with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Second, the message has got to be compelling. Again, if I'm telling this apartment dweller about how elegant his dinner parties are going to be with my new chandelier and how he's going to be able to climb the social ladder, and he's like, I don't know how to get to work tomorrow because my car broke and I can't walk. You see how that message to that person, like the wrong, not only do I have the wrong person, but the message is just totally, if at best case, ineffective, worst case, downright offensive, right? Like the guy's just going to want to punch me in the face. Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. And that's the biggest one. And actually, I say it's the biggest one. You can't fail on any of these, right? If you get 2 of the 3 right, it just doesn't work. Doesn't matter how good your message is if you put it to the wrong person. And then we get to media, right? So obviously, we kind of touched on it. A, you got to know your people. B, you've got to have a message that's compelling to them. And then you can put it in the media that works. So give me, if you're willing to share, give me your biggest frustrating marketing thing, and we'll figure out where it failed, right? As opposed to just saying, well, that was stupid. Let's figure out why it was stupid so we can make a smart decision going forward.
Okay. Recently, 2 years back, the auto industry was super hot. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to target the auto dealers, my local auto dealers.
And so far, I believe, I'm with you.
Okay. So in like a 12-mile radius of my office, there was approximately 250 auto dealers.
God, so first of all, you were thinking about it the right way. So I'm waiting for you to say something like, oh, there's your problem. You haven't said it yet. Everything you said so far, very tight. I like it. Keep going.
Okay. So I sent an introduction letter to each one of them with literally a handwritten envelope, because I know those get a lot more attention. And then they did a follow-up call with each one.
Okay, and gosh, dang it. First of all, I'm getting pissed because you're so close. You did like 92% of it right. And okay. I've got a feeling why it didn't work. And it really makes me mad because if you did it all wrong, I'm like, well, of course, you knucklehead. You got it. You're like 0 for 4. Of course it's going to fail. But when you're 9 for 10, I'm like, oh, you were so close, Mike.
Okay.
So let me, and again, we can't get totally into like, give me the copy and let's go over it. And that would be more of a one-on-one conversation. But let me just tell you, I've heard like 7 really good things and 1 or 2 things that could have changed everything.
Okay.
So first of all, let me assume that the car dealerships, A, had pain and B, had money. Okay. So that's mm-hmm. the market part. Just because mm-hmm. they're there. And I owned a car dealership and I tell you, I had pain and we had money. So I'm going to assume that they had pain and money. If they don't, nothing I say is going to work, right? If they're broke, you said right. It won't work. Or if they have money, but they're like, yeah, I've been using these guys for 30 years and they've never given me a lick of trouble. Good luck. Sure. What are you going to say to them? There's nothing to do there. The right answer is to go somewhere else. So assuming right. they have pain, they're frustrated with something and they have money, we're going to move forward. So I love, God bless it. Mike, you're pissing me off. I'm like, this guy's a genius. You said a couple things, 12-mile radius. That's very specific. 250, very specific. Most people couldn't tell you what their target market is. And if they knew their target market, I guarantee they couldn't tell you how many there were. And certainly not within a radius. Like, that's fantastic. I love that you did mail. People think direct mail is dead. Don't be fooled. I think direct mail still represents more money in sales than all online marketing or all digital marketing. So please do not be fooled. The direct mail is dead. Actually, the more emails we get in our email box and the more freaking flashing signs and marketers have just screwed up the whole world for everybody, right? Because they're just impossible to get attention anymore. The more that happens, the better direct mail costs, the better direct mail works. So I am loving how you targeted. I'm 250. That's a very cheap thing. I love it, whoever got it, the handwritten envelope. Just think about it with emails, open rates. And open rates are dismal. If you're good, they're like 25%. If you're good, if you suck, they can be 10%, right? So terrible. You just think yourself through. Handwritten. Did you put a live stamp? Please tell me you put a live stamp.
Yes, absolutely.
Attaboy. Yep. All right. Handwritten letter with a live stamp. And think through. Again, here's a perfect example. If your people are all, you know, hardcore left Republican Trump supporters, and damn it, that stamp better be a flag or a Trump thing or whatever. If they're on the other side and we got to impeach this idiot and the country's going to hell in a handbasket, guess what? We got Hillary smiling face on that dang thing, or Barack, or you know, whatever. So even little stuff like the stamp, put the Reagan, you know, if they're on the left side. So put something on us, or for car people, put a car on, for crying out loud. The Model, right. You know, Model T or something. Have some fun. All right. So the open rate for that is going to be pretty near 100%. Only reason it wouldn't be 100% is sometimes they don't get it. But if you just think about in your own personal or professional life, how many times you've received at work or at home a handwritten white envelope with a live stamp, not the metered mail stuff, handwritten envelope. What has been your open rate lifetime? For me, it's about 100%.
Absolutely 100%, without a doubt.
Okay, so you're just like nailing off. Did it right. All right, here's the two things that I think probably may have failed. The All two right. words I heard, I'm like, oh, what? First red flag. Now I'm seeing some problems. I wrote an introduction letter. That means I'm introducing me to you, right? They don't give two craps about you, buddy. I promise I can send 100,000 emails out to owners of cleaning companies going, let me tell you about me. I'm Mike. And I'm fantastic.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
That's the one thing that I've learned listening to you is, and I recognize that as a mistake, because that's what I did. Precisely. You hit it. I talked about, you know, the fact that we've been in business for 30 years, that we do this and we do that, instead of focusing on their problem, their pain, their business. And that's where I made,
Perfect. So that's mistake one, which again, we can fix it, right? And the good thing is you only sent 250 of these things. So I'm assuming they cost $1 each, $2, you know, this is well under $1,000 deal. Okay. So that's the first big thing is stop talking about things they're not interested in, i.e. you and how long you've been in business, couldn't care less. Start talking about things they are interested in, right? And I'll tell you, I owned a car dealership. I'll tell you what they're interested in. They're interested in more gross profit, more people onto their lot, people staying longer, people having a more comfortable experience, facilities managers paying attention to keeping their lot clean and presentable, not their building clean and presentable. They're interested in higher billable hours in their service department. These are all things that you can help them with. I promise you, if you walk into a service department and it's some greasy haired guy with a blue shirt that has Larry stitched onto his thing going, what can I do you for? That's a $60 an hour service guy. If you walk into a facility next door and they've got white floors, white walls, not a spot of grease anywhere, the guy's in a lab coat, and he says, hi, my name is Larry. How can I make sure we get you where you need to go today? That's $120 an hour kind of place, right? And you have a lot to do with what that place looks like. So these are the kinds of things that you can offer a car dealer that he's very interested in. I promise that you open the thing and it said, want more gross for every car sold? %100% You've already got the 100% open rate. I promise you have 100%. I'm going to read that next sentence. So that'd be the first thing. Second thing is I love that you got, and again, you keep doing so many things right. You call them afterwards. It's fantastic. When you can mix media, I'm going to do a direct mail and then a call. Freaking fantastic. I love it. I just would have done three mailers first. I would have mailed them three things and then called them. And then I would have probably even back that up with if I could find, and again, there's only 250 of you. You can pay someone to find their email addresses. I would have, now this is where I'm going to use Facebook and Google. I'm going to do retargeting to them. I'm going to have a, you can believe it or not, you can upload, say you had their 250 emails. You could upload that and say 63 of them are their Facebook emails, right? Because, you know, I've got multiple email addresses. So do you. It has to match one of my Facebook emails, right? So I'd have to do that. And I would send those people, ads, right? So I might spend $53 a month, right? Because how much can you spend advertising to like 200 guys? But then they're like, oh my gosh, I got three things in the mail. I'm seeing this guy on Facebook. Somebody called. You know, I'd probably do a cold email sequence to back it up. I would just hammer those guys and everything would be about them because they're going to get annoyed. If you call them and do a cold email sequence and retarget to them and all of it's about how you've been in business 36 years, they're going to hate your guts and go, why won't this guy leave me alone? I'm just going nuts. But if you do all those things with your special deal about how you're going to give them a free clean and how if you can't increase their time on lot by 10%, you're going to donate $100 to their favorite charity in some sort of compelling messages they're actually interested in. And they're getting hit from everywhere and they're getting multiple responses. I guarantee you pick up two or three of those car dealerships in the next 60 days. So you did literally 90% of it right. The only thing I would change is don't do an introduction letter. Do something that they give two craps about. Make an offer that's almost irresistible. You literally want them thinking to themselves, well, I'd have to be an idiot not to do this. This is ridiculous. Like, who could not? This is so good. Yep. And then instead of doing one direct mail, one call, I do a 3 direct mail sequence, probably 2 or 3 calls. I'd do internet marketing any way I could to those specific people, which will be cheap because it's such a small targeted thing. And I'd probably throw in some cold email. And again, if we're offline or if we're one-on-one, I could really walk you through how to do that. But first and foremost, I can't guarantee it, but I would be shocked if you did that and weren't able to pick up at least one of these car dealerships, if not 2 or 3.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Really, that was a good one, man. And is that going to be cheap? Not particularly, right? Three pieces of mail at say $2 each. That's $1,500. You're going to start calling people. You might spend a couple grand on this thing, but if you pick up one car dealership at $3,800 a month for $2,000, that's cheap. That is not expensive.
Not at all.
All right, buddy. First of all, really good call. I think we've helped quite a few people here, but I am still greedy and I want my lightning round coaching as promised. So I'm going to shut up and give you the opportunity to share your 30 years of experience with myself and Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
Well, I got this advice from a guy I worked for who owned a restaurant, and what he stressed was consistency. And creating a brand, you know, that day in and day out, not deviating from what you're supposed to do. And unfortunately, in our business, I've noticed over the years, one of the reasons that I do get accounts from other cleaning services is the fact that they start taking shortcuts. And before you know it, they're working themselves right out of a job.
Yeah, I love what you said about consistency. I've said it a dozen times. The biggest burger joint on the face of the planet doesn't make a particularly good burger, right? It's McDonald's, but by golly, is their burger consistent. You get the same one where you're at is where I'm at. And it's a nickel somehow or whatever they charge. Go ahead.
And you know what? That's funny because that's exactly what he told me about McDonald's. He gave a McDonald's as an example. And that
he and I have been getting together. He and I have been getting together behind your back and like chatting how we can help Mike do business. So we shared that.
And he gave me that advice like 25 years ago. Yeah, 30 years ago. So,
all right, I got to be honest. I'm too young. I'm only 44, so I would have been, okay. If he gave it to you 30 years ago, I'd have been 14. And I got to be honest, I wasn't thinking about you. Just
you weren't around. Yeah.
Well, I was around, just not, you know, trust me, I wasn't, you wouldn't have come to me for marketing advice. I could tell you that. That's great feedback, man. I love it. You've kind of set the bar high for question one. You've only set yourself up to make question two even harder because you got to keep the pace. And for a guy in business 30 years, this is going to be fantastic. What's the biggest mistake you've made so we can all learn and go, ooh, we're not going to do that. We'll let Mike spend his money with that mistake and we'll make different mistakes.
My biggest mistake has been not being aggressive when times were really good. When the economy was really hot and my phone was ringing off the hook, there were times where I wasn't as aggressive going after new accounts. I was comfortable, you know. I was making 6 figures, and in retrospect, I should have continued to keep the pedal down when the economy was hot. And never assume that it's always going to be good. Never assume that phone's going to continue. You have to keep hitting it. You have to keep going.
The enemy of great is good. You're exactly right. When we're starving, it's easy to get out there and hump. But when we're a little well fed, it can be hard to be like, hey, I got to double down. And you're exactly right. We kind of get this, life will be this way always. It'll always be good. Yeah. And we look back and go, God bless America. Yeah. I really missed an opportunity. All right, good man. You were bringing the heat. All right, last question. What's one idea Clean Nation can put into practice right away? Something very easy to implement. That can make their lives or their business even a little bit better, just something they can kind of put into practice right now.
Well, it may not be easy for everybody, but people in general in all business need to listen more and talk less.
That goes for the guy that is talking right now and everybody within the sound of both of our voices. If you literally today cut your talking in half and double your real listening, that may be the best what's one idea you can do right now I've heard, because it's so easy. You can literally start instantly. That's it's shocking how many people I've heard say, yeah, I'll give you 5 minutes, you know, back when I was, you know, selling or in business,
right?
I got 5 minutes, that's it. 49 minutes later, they're still talking. Not because I have anything to say, because they have something to say. Nobody listened to them. So gosh, I'm going to repeat it because that's so good. Talk less, listen more. And I'm going to even put a comma, listen better, right? Like really listen to other human beings. Look them in the eye, give two craps. It's shocking how few people feel heard or listened to. And sad thing is, they may be like, they go home and they don't feel like their kids or their wife or their husband listens or anybody cares. And if you just come in and really care, like not even trying to sell them something, just listen, like really care, you'd be shocked at how rare that is. And you can really change people's lives. And if you end up making money, God bless you.
It is. I've over the years, I think I've given some pretty sage advice to people. And you know, right after the conversation, you say to yourself, they didn't hear a word I said.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure you run into that constantly.
Constant is my life. That's all I do is talk and wonder, is anyone out there listening? Does anyone care? Honestly, I hate to say, but that is good advice for me. With this stupid microphone and getting paid to talk all the time, I'd probably be better off if I looked at myself as getting paid to listen and really understand people more, and then maybe give a little bit of sage advice. But listen, yeah, for a guy that gets paid to talk and not listen, I need to double up on listening and probably cut the talking in half.
We probably all could, but I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot listening to your shows, though. So.
All right, good. And I got to tell you, the secret to my success is when I was young, I listened more than anybody, and I would ask stupid questions. Didn't even care. No shame about how does this work and why would that and who did that and what's going on. And people thought I was stupid, I'm sure, for a long time, but I didn't care. I needed to know, and I was stupid. And so that would be my other encouragement, is not just talk less, listen more, but ask. If it's a question you got, just ask it. If you look stupid, fine, but you won't look stupid for long, right? Because you can only ask so many stupid questions before your questions start getting better, because you know stuff.
Precisely, exactly. Yep.
All right, Mike, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your 30 years of experience. This was, I really think this is one of the better shows. I'm putting this one, I'm self-nominating this one in the Hall of Fame, and you made the magic happen, Mike. Clean Nation, thank you. If you want to check out Mike's show notes page, get all the resources that we have, everything we do to help you make your business great again, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.